Yes, I'm just very pleased to say that basically we do not have COVID-19 in our veterans' homes, our homes at Chippewa Falls, King, and Union Grove. We are testing all staff and all members, and all the tests that have come back. We did have members, one member, a resident of a home, test positive, but was asymptomatic and never did display any symptoms, had two more tests and tested negative. And so we believe that that test was actually a false positive. Staff member at that home also was asymptomatic, but had tested positive, same thing. Subsequent tests, they did not test positive, never did develop symptoms, but nonetheless still stayed at home for over 14 days. Then at another home, we had a staff member that tested positive, also asymptomatic, never developed any symptoms. So again, we think that may have been a false positive. One staff member, even before the testing started, realized that they were not feeling well, went to the doctor, ended up being hospitalized for COVID. Thankfully, that person has fully recovered. And the other good news is that person had no interaction with members. So that's why we say just basically we do not have COVID in our homes. This people who have tested positive have subsequently tested negative, have never shown any signs of illness. Well, we responded quickly when we realized the spread of COVID-19 in our country. So we actually discontinued visits on any unnecessary or, it's important for family members to be able to visit, but by not allowing those visits, we stopped the spread of COVID and from entering into our homes. So on March 12th was when we limited any visits to the homes by anyone who wasn't staff or in end-of-life situations. We have allowed family members to come in, but other than that, we've limited. We test every staff member every day when they arrive. They're temperature checked, they're screened, and we also, all staff and all members wear masks. So anytime a patient, a member or staff interact, they both need to be wearing masks. I know that our homes are very conscientious about infection control and the prevention of any communicable diseases. So the cleaning and the attention to detail of what needs to be done when you are serving people who are susceptible to communicable diseases. Our staff are very professional. So they were before COVID and now concentrating even more on the measures and procedures to contain and discourage any spread of illness. So really credit the professionalism of our exceptional staff at our homes. Yes, we have over 700 people from all three homes. Obviously, King is our largest with nearly 500. There's over 150 at Union Grove and over 70 at Chippewa Falls. I really appreciate this opportunity to publicly commend the staff and the members at our homes. It's a team effort to stop the spread of COVID-19. And I ask all Wisconsinites to be conscientious, because when our staff are out in public, we all need to do our part to stop the spread of COVID-19 and keep it out of our skilled nursing facilities. It takes all of us.